everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? My name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Kitty, what's going on, Kitty?
Good morning.
How you doing? How you living? You good? You fine, girl?
I'm vibing, you know, just out here thriving, chilling.
Oh, out here thriving and vibing. I don't hate any of that. Look at you go.
Thank you.
Look at you. You want to do a weather dealio?
Would you please tell me about the UV index and what time the sun will set today?
Oh, Wednesday, September 16th, UV index. It's a 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. That doesn't seem bad. I don't know what it means. Your high today, 84 degrees. Your low, 58 at the moment. Your real feel. Your real feel. 62 degrees. Granted, it's a podcast, so the real feel for me doesn't mean a lick of sense to you, does it? And that's fine. That's okay. The real feel matters to me, damn it. Your sunset tonight, Kitty. I know you asked for that sunset time. 7:23. Set your clocks, all right? You got plenty of time. 7:23, that sun will wane into a sunset. 90% of humidity on this, your Wednesday. A hump day. A hump day. Baby! 5% chance of rain. Your moon. You want to know what kind of moon it is, Kitty? You'll like this one.
I love that girl. Tell me all about her.
It is. Your moon phase. Your moon phase today is a new moon. You like that? Hey, what up, Twilight?
Hey, we just watched that movie.
Was that the one? I can't remember if it was New Moon.
When are we going to have an eclipse?
We'll just stop it. That's the third one, right?
That's the next movie.
Okay. I always forget. I worked at Family Video.
It's gay.
I don't want to brag, but you know, I worked at the video
store.
I'm just really good at jobs that don't pay and don't last very long.
This dude got to be in charge of the adult section.
You always want to think that it's, you know, I'm going to show up to work today. It's going to be some hot piece of ass going to walk into the adult room, and I'm going to get a chance to maybe show her around, and then maybe we can bond over a BBC. I don't know.
And then what really happened?
It was always some old dude. It was always a dude.
You don't
always
say.
Some old dude.
Hot young women aren't just walking into the Family Video to go to the adult section and get a girl-on-girl action.
I can dream. Right. A man can dream, Kitty.
That's true. You know where you should work if you want to see sexy ladies? Cirilla's. I love that place. I used to go in there just for fun. That's where I like to make my Christmas presents from. Little baskets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do the stocking stuffer at Cirilla's? Is that where you get your material?
Are you kidding me? You don't do stocking stuffers from Cirilla's?
Well, apparently I've been doing it wrong. I haven't.
You know the look on your grandfather's face when you give him a dildo-shaped sucker?
Whoa, Kitty! It is early. I get it's
Beep
a podcast,
that one out. Beep
but
that one
my
out.
Goodness.
Good morning. And you said it's hump day.
Hump day, baby! You know, Fridays on this show are brought to you by our friends at Charlie Hustle.
Ooh.
KCMS20, by the way,
ooh,
20%
we're going
off.
Here. This is where we're going.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do this now. Mm. I thought we might save it for next week. But you know what? Let's break them off with some KC Morning buzz, huh? You know what I'm saying, Kitty? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mondays on your KC Morning Show, now brought to you, presented by, powered, enforced through our friends at the Ambassador Hotel. We got a ton of new things we're going to be filling you in on. Got some things I'm very excited that we're in the works with, Kitty. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What do you think? We should tell them. You want to talk about the Chiefs thing now?
Show them a little taste, a little something, what's coming.
Yeah, okay. Every Chiefs game, you should be kicking it with me and Kitty and your KC Morning Show at the Ambassador Hotel. We'll be doing Chiefs watch parties all season and then into the postseason. This Sunday, we're going to have DJ Hyden, my boy DJ Hyden. What up, Jason? So, the beginning of a beautiful friendship. KC Morning Show and the Ambassador Hotel. What up, Eric? Thank you, brother. Appreciate you for everything. We're going to have a blast, Kitty. I'm pumped. I needed some good news. We needed some news, right? I needed something to keep me going, and this came at the perfect time. So we're going to kick it. Brunch specials, wear your mask, and go Chiefs. But that's my news. A little call to arms, huh? Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see who's got our back.
Mm-hmm.
Join us. Be a part of this thing with us. Let's kick it. Let's hang out.
Hey, and if you're a new follower, hit us up. DM us, send us a tweet, anything. We've seen a huge growth in numbers over the last few days alone. Let us know. Are you listening to the show? Do you like it?
Absolutely.
Welcome to the KC Morning Show. I feel like that's kind of new. You know, you haven't done that in a while.
We are nominated for Best Local Podcast, the Pitch Awards. If that is something you're into, thepitchkc.com. both the KC Morning Show. We would love it. It's been a wild ride. We started doing this thing in November. Here we are, almost a year, and no plans on stopping anytime soon. So rumors of our demise are greatly exaggerated. Let's break them off with something like this. Let's do a song thing, Kitty. You know we like doing some song things on this show.
I do love music.
Give them a little KC Morning buzz. Songs of the Fall. These, according to Billboard.com, are the best fall songs of all time. We got five of them. You want to do this real quick?
I am feeling so spooky.
Let's do a music thing. The Kinks, Autumn Almanac. Now, Billboard says that songs about the fall can be a major league bummer, but Autumn Almanac is the upbeat tune for all fall enthusiasts. It's true. It's the Kinks, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, who doesn't love the Kinks?
Neil Young at number four, Harvest Moon.
Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you, on this heart.
I feel like this list was just made for you, Kitty. Everything about this screams you.
It does. I am what some may call a witch.
Simon and Garfunkel at number three, Leaves That Are Green.
Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Again, we got Billboard.com. These are the top songs of fall. Number two, The White Stripes, y'all.
Of course.
Dead leaves and the dirty ground.
Sunny notes in the mailbox, spell saying I'm coming home. And I think I'm gonna stick around for a while, so you're not alone. For a while, so you're not alone.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I will say, we have played a bunch of lists on this show before. I have a list of Hartzell.
Oh, I love my list of Hartzell.
Mm-hmm. They're not always winners. This was pretty good. And we're going to wrap it up at number one. Again, the best fall song of all time, according to Billboard.com. Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Rodgers in the wall.
I can't even be mad. That song makes me happy. It makes me cry. I scream it in my car and in the shower. I listen to that song in February and still feel like the leaves are falling and things are changing.
We listened to this like last week.
But I am going to say I'm disappointed because, you know, if I actually had written that list, I would have definitely included some Dead Man's Bones, which is Ryan Gosling's band.
Why did that sound familiar? That's
because
right.
I played that whole album for you back in May.
He did one album.
And said, well, done. Yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Give me Ryan Gosling go-to. What should I play?
Okay, well, if you're new, I mean, and you didn't know that Ryan Gosling has a beautiful voice. I really, really like the song Werewolf Heart.
You look nice in the grave. I smile at the moon, death is on my face.
That one really just makes me like move all the ligaments in my body.
Ryan Gosling on the guitar. Yes, mm-hmm. Please. Yes, please.
However, I know it is only like the second, third week of September, but you know I already decorated for Halloween. Right?
Oh, of course.
I even brought pumpkins over to spruce up your place. And I knew the song, but it really captured my attention again because there's this lyric in it, something about like a spooky little girl. And I was like, that's me. That's me. I'm a spooky little girl.
Who is it?
It's called Spooky by Atlanta Rhythm Section.
I really feel like we've learned a lot about your fall taste right now. I'm digging this a lot, actually.
Thank you.
I mean, that song's like 40 years old. But hey, you know what? Gen Z, I love it. Look at you. spreading your sphere. I want you to go on Twitter and tell all the kids about this brand new tune. It's from 1979.
This hip new beat.
Kitty, shall we do the news?
Let's do it.
Wednesday, September 16th, the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go! It's a hump day. Heartstall.
Wow.
That was not my worst material right there. That's pretty good. Kitty.
Yes?
We're going to do the news.
I love the news.
We're going to do that news, but I want you to know that the reviews are in from your freestyle last Friday. Every Friday on the Sure KC Morning Show, Kitty freestyles this news intro. She's got a beat. You can hear this sick beat. And you brought it. That was excellent. Are you going to be able to top that on Friday?
You know, my mom already asked if I was preparing, and I said, well, I gotta, you know, wait. I gotta see how the week plays out. I can't just pre-write my freestyle on Tuesday.
Of course not. No.
So, yeah, I mean, what? Did anyone hit you up and say they want me to feature on their hot new mixtape? Is that what you're saying? Because if not, I don't want to hear the criticism. I can't take it. I can't handle rejection.
People loved it.
Oh, they loved it.
It was spoken word goodness. Injected into our veins, our collective KC Morning Ho brains.
Wow, maybe you should do the Friday freestyle.
Nope. Yo, my name is Heartsoul, and I've got something to say.
I believed you for a second. I really thought you were going to go in and just, like, you know, diss track my ass.
I got nothing. Nah, had nothing. For a second, though, it did sound like it may have had legs.
Not bad.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Now, basketball is my favorite sport.
My sister, she used to make a lot of trillers and TikTok videos, and she really, she wanted to be a rapper. She's like 19. And as great as she is at like spitting lines, she can't write. She's a little dyslexic.
It's not for everybody, listen.
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everybody.
And so
Elton John doesn't write stuff. He just sings.
Exactly. And so, you know, I mean, just like Drake, I was going to be the ghostwriter for my sister. But she just couldn't handle these sick flows.
Well, hey, if you need a job, if you want to be the ghostwriter for H Love and the band, Chaboy's H Love, you could be a great member of the band.
Let me be a groupie.
A vital member.
Let me be the ghostwriting groupie.
All right, Kitty, let's do this. COVID!
Afternoon, the state of Missouri is holding steady the past few days in the number of coronavirus cases. The largest number of new cases in the past week comes from Boone County and Columbia. The positivity rate is going down across the board. Kansas is at 13.8, Missouri at 10.7. The national average is now below 5%.
So there have now been, unfortunately, over 1,700 deaths across Missouri. Just trying to keep you up to date on the numbers. I hate having to do it, but we are now at 1,732, which is up 18 from Monday's total. So health officials said that 11 new patients have been hospitalized due to COVID-19. That now puts it at a little over 1,000, 1,021. Cases are plateauing. Right now, like overall, they're not really going down. So yes, please keep wearing your mask. Kansas, keep wearing your mask. I know people have been on Facebook telling you otherwise, fake news. Wear your mask. That mask order is still in place.
The State Finance Council voted unanimously last Friday to extend the governor's state of emergency order, now in effect through October 15th. Johnson County Board of Commission Chairman Ed Eilert says the mask requirement in public is tied to the order. However, counties can decide whether or not to follow it.
I do anticipate Thursday that there will be a motion to remove Johnson County from the governor's emergency order in regards to masking.
Shawnee Mission parent Linda Barber supports a mask mandate.
I have a freshman and a senior. They miss that normal environment. And by wearing a mask, I'm doing what I can to help them be able to return back into the classroom.
Johnson County resident Laura Roselle hopes the commission votes to rescind the order.
If people are ill and they have COVID, I feel like they should wear a mask, you know. But if you're healthy and you don't have COVID, or you're an athlete and you're running and exercising, it shouldn't be mandated.
Well, Laura, I don't think that's how that works. That's just not how that works, my friend. And for Laura, the last person you heard in that audio, I just want you to look up what is called asymptomatic. Look that up for me, baby girl. I think you might have a different set of opinions on that. Ale House. This place. Ale House now having to shut down because of, you guessed it,
COVID.
Westport Ale House is closing temporarily after a COVID-19 outbreak. The bar made the announcement following a request from the health department. Last week, at least 7 employees and 2 patrons tested positive for the virus. The health department previously received complaints about mask and capacity violations.
And then I see this story today. This is a bit of a bummer. We have Ale House, who's having to take a break for a second, but Louise Wine Dive, they're gone.
What?
The pandemic is leading to the closure of another metro business. Louise Wine Dive is closing its Waldo location on the corner of Gregory and Warnell. The business says the pandemic and repeated flooding at that location led to the decision. Most of the employees will move to the location in Overland Park or will work under the BRGR and Taco Republic brands.
Your face right now, you look shocked. Did you not know this was going to be a thing?
No, I haven't even gone back to my job.
Because you work at BRGR.
I did work. Actually, I've worked at all the locations. I've worked at BRGR, Taco Republic. Literally, I've worked at 3, 4, 5 different locations. I've never worked at a Louis Wine Dive, but wow, that their Waldo shop is closing. Yikes.
Right. I mean, you're not the only one. All of us now trying to figure out, you know, in COVID, How are businesses going to do this thing?
The closure highlights more concern, though, for the survival of local businesses here in the metro and across the country. Doctors at the University of Kansas Health System say it is okay to shop and support those local businesses in person. The key is to shop safely.
It's all about the ability to wear a mask and be respectful of the other people that are in that store so that you can maintain that distance. And by doing that, you keep everybody else healthy. The businesses stay open. And our community stays open.
Pour one out. Unfortunately, I thought this might happen. This is a bummer. The Black Lives Matter murals.
This is one of 6 murals in Kansas City, painted just over a week ago.
I'm absolutely disappointed that in an effort to call for the end of systemic racism, a gesture towards that goal.
Councilman Eric Bunch sponsored a resolution which paved the way for these murals. All of them are located on city streets. Some of them, including the murals on 18th and Vine and 10th in Baltimore, have tire marks on them, but not to the extent as Briarcliff's.
I've often said, if you want to know what happened, read a history book. If you want to know how it affected people, look at the artwork.
It's a serious affront to our efforts to end racism to face a mural like that. And so it does mean more to me than just a regular street.
So here's a quote from Harold Smith. He's one of the designers of the mural near Briarcliff. He says, "Black culture and black art have always taken black pain and the things that happen to create more art." You know, listen, this ain't ideal. People jacking with a good thing, but maybe we can adjust and create something. We can maybe create something even better out of this. It looks here like initially the police were saying that, you know, the tracks on the mural were considered just a, and I quote, general wear and tear on a street. But it looks like, come to find out, it's not wear and tear. This was intentional. So hopefully we can get some good out of this. All right, let's use this as a way to be better, right? That's the whole point. Katie.
Yes.
A stone's throw away from Election Day. We're less than, what, 50 days now? Something like that?
Oh.
With Election Day less than 50 days away, President Trump found himself in front of a different audience, uncommitted voters in the swing state of Pennsylvania.
Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing?
At times, some have called your behavior not presidential. What, if anything, would you do differently if reelected?
I'd like to ask regarding your recent comments about our United States soldiers and referring to them as suckers.
President Trump telling the public that the virus would simply go away, contrary to what most public health experts believe.
It's going to disappear. I still say
it. Not if we don't take action, correct?
No, I still say it. It's going to disappear, George. We're going to be okay, and it is going away, and it's probably going to go away now a lot faster because of the vaccine. It would go away without the vaccine, George. But it's going to go away a lot faster
with
the vaccine.
It would go away without the vaccine?
Sure. Over a period of time. Sure. With time, it goes
away. And many
away.
Deaths.
So this was one of those town hall styles. So, yeah, it was socially distanced, but this wasn't like a Fox News audience. This was folks of all backgrounds who voted for both 45 and who voted for Hillary. So it was something else. It was something else. What was the, there was a line he said, herd mentality. I think he meant herd immunity, but he said herd mentality. Are you registered to vote? That's my question. That's what's important to me. Are you registered to vote, and are you going to vote? Do you have plans? How are you going to get there? Can you take a friend? Let's start making those plans now, huh? Let's start putting some of that stuff together. Now this, though, this probably should have led. This should have led our news, Kitty. Keeping up the Kardashians, you know, we were saying goodbye, a fond farewell to the Kardashians, but on their way out, we're getting some news.
Who's the worst at keeping secrets of all
Kim.
You guys?
Kim.
Who's the most laid back?
Kylie's pretty laid back.
If there was a stoner, who would it be?
Kendall?
I am a stoner.
Really?
Yeah, no one knows that. So that's the first time I've ever really said anything out there. Yeah.
Oh, so you like weed, Kendall? Name every strain ever. No stoner actually comes out and just is like, yeah, I'm a stoner.
Oh my God, I love the weeds.
Instead, I'm like, okay, where are my 7 different perfumes so I can make a hodgepodge collage out of this smell?
What's her end game here? Because at some point, she's got to make money off of this, right?
I'm sure now she wants all these different dispensaries that deliver and have blah, 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 you know, color papers and pretty this and fancy pipes, so they'll all sponsor her and be like, oh my God, Kendall, please hit our weed.
The Kardashian strain, the Kendall strain?
Oh my, don't. Stop it. Tastes like spray tan and cat pee.
Love is dead. Again, Cardi B and Offset. They gotta make up their mind, y'all.
I hope she beat his ass.
Even though there were rumors of infidelity, Cardi B defended baby daddy.
The whole coming out my baby father, that doesn't make me feel any better.
Fast forward, September 15th, 2020, only 5 days before their 3-year anniversary, Cardi B would file for divorce in Georgia because they were destined for divorce. I'm Bill Curtis.
So who sucks? Who sucks in this
equation? Offset.
Is it Offset?
Offset sucks.
I don't care enough about this relationship to follow.
No. So my mama and I, we love us some Cardi B. And you should too, Hardy G. Jeez Louise. Come on, sir. No. And she even said that the last time that he had cheated on her, she was like, he'd do it again. I'm going to beat his ass.
True.
And I hope she puts him underground.
Laszlo used to always say this. You leave him like you find him. Well, I wish them both the best. I do. To Cardi B and Offset. You may have saw this story. Confirmation, really. We've known about this story for a while. But Willie Nelson. Did Willie get high on top of the White House? The answer is, according to Jimmy Carter, yep.
News came out that former President Jimmy Carter, you already know where I'm going with this. He admitted in a documentary that one of his sons smoked pot with you on the roof of the White House. Is that true? And what do you remember about that?
No, it's a true story. I had a little fun on top of the White House, and also got to go down to the basement and the bowling alley down there, and I slept in the Lincoln bedroom. So I'd done it all.
Where would you smoke, Kitty, if you had a chance to choose any spot in the world to light that J?
Ooh.
Where would you do it? Because I'm not gonna lie to you, the whole White House idea, I don't hate that. Like, that could be a bucket list for me.
I don't know, actually.
You think it's somewhere inside, outside, like a Mount Rushmore type of deal?
Ew.
Are you thinking you know what's, like a...
Oh, my God. I hate that you said that, because when you just said, where would you smoke, immediately I thought Mount Rushmore. And I'm like, I don't want to go to Mount Rushmore.
No.
I don't want to do that. Why? What? No. If I could smoke anywhere from the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
That'd be really cool.
What's more important to you? Would it be, like, if you had a chance to get high somewhere really cool, or you had a chance to get high with someone really cool, what would you choose?
With someone really cool. Because, I mean, yeah, smoking a J or a Bleezy, you know, in the middle of the Grand Canyon sounds dope. But if Brad Pitt's not there, I don't want to do it.
Points were made, Kitty. Good points.
Thank you. Oh, and by the way, you didn't ask, but I'll just say this. No, I would never smoke with Kendall. That girl, she looks like she says she's still stoned the next day. Like, oh, I got a weed hangover. Those are the worst kinds of people.
A man I would absolutely love to smoke with, and he's also doing, he's got a bit of a fundraiser. Sam Jackson. That's right. Samuel L. Jackson is going to teach you how to cuss.
Listen up.
If 2,500 of you head to my head count link to make sure you're hashtag good to vote, I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages.
Wow.
That sounds like a good idea. So if 2,500 people go to this website and make sure that they are registered to vote, Sam Jackson's going to teach us all how to swear in 15 different languages. That is the Rosetta Stone I've always wanted. You watch Friends, yeah?
I've watched Friends all the way through about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I can't stand it. It's just a terrible show. But everyone loves the whole teacher videos, right? The teacher parody COVID videos. I think we're just about at our saturation point. But you know what? For now, they're still fun, they're still fine. We got another one. These teachers went friends with it.
So no one told me school was gonna be this way. I got my lessons ready, but the students are MIA. I guess I'll move it all to Canvas here. Even though we're starting virtual, we can still have a great year, 'cause
I'll be here for you.
When you're learning at home,
I'll be here for you.
And you'll watch me on Chrome,
I'll be here for you.
Until you're here with me too.
Yeah, I didn't hate it, but why, man?
I mean, I love where your head's at. I love it. I love the idea. I think we might have jumped the shark on these. I think we did. All right, Katie, no Benny Heisler today. Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. He'll be back on Friday doing a sports thing with us. When we get back, Wednesday Wisdom with Kitty. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did write out some very positive, uplifting quotes from both men and women.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The best of all the worlds. It's your Casey Morning Show.
The Casey Morning Show.
Kitty! I gotta say, since you have joined this show, we have really stepped it up as far as these guests go. We had Whit Merrifield on yesterday. We had Sly James on your very first show. Just to pull back the curtain, y'all, we are recording with Mayor Q tomorrow. I've got a friend of mine at Disney who is actually the author of the new Star Wars book, Free Fall. It's about Poe Dameron. Anyway, he's going to also be joining us on your KC Morning Show probably sometime next week. So, Katie, I'm not saying that causation is... What's the phrase?
Causation is not correlation.
Facts are facts. And our numbers are looking good, too. So, thank you, Katie. I just want to say thanks. Before you get ready to do your Wednesday wisdom, you've now been doing this show for, what, about 2.5 weeks now? So, I just want to say you're doing a great job.
Hey, Kat's got your back.
Kat's got your back. All right. See, I said too much. Do that thing you do. We're going to break them off with some Wednesday wisdom. On this, your Casey Morning Show, every hump day, baby, Kitty,
give me a spooky little tune. Give me that song.
I am at your mercy, Kitty. You want that track?
Play spooky.
Ooh,
I know. It really starts out good.
Ooh, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do a thing, baby girl. Break them off.
Words of wisdom. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. Mae West. Turn your wounds into wisdom, Oprah Winfrey. You never really learn much from hearing yourself speak, George Clooney. Yeah, that one was for you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that, Kitty.
A couple of them I wrote and thought of you.
Yeah, I saw what you're doing there, huh?
A problem is a chance for you to do your best, Duke Ellington. Wherever you are and whatever you do, be in love, Rumi.
Look at you. Oh, look at you.
Little sap. I have decided to be happy because it's good for my health, Voltaire. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door, Milton Berle. Beware of monotony. It's the mother of all the deadly sins, Edith Wharton.
Lady E, whoo.
This one's a real good one. Even though you're fed up, you gotta keep your head up. That's Tupac Shakur.
Woo! Excellent job, Kitty. That's some words of wisdom right there. Hump day, baby!
Are you feeling positive? Because those were all quotes from positive websites.
Mm-hmm. I feel very positive.
Thank you.
I'm positive that I'm positive.
I positively took a lot of time on those.
I'm just happy that you got the website down. Whenever Pete would do our Wednesday Wisdom, he'd always get to a site where he had to end up signing up for something, and there'd be an ad that popped up right in the middle, and then he'd end up just making stuff
up. Oh, baby boy. I'd be writing these down ahead of time.
Give me a kitty original.
A kitty original?
Yeah, because I'll give you a Hartzell special right here.
You know,
if there's no room for you at the table, you make your own god table.
Oh.
That's Hartzell Gray.
This guy's a woodsman now? Okay.
Give me a kitty. Give me a kitty quote.
A kitty quote. You know, I always wanted to have like one of my famous quotes or something stupid like that on, you know, the blackboard at school. Mm-hmm. I wanted people to like have to write down like, what does she mean by this?
I know you got some wisdom deep down that you want to impart on the KC Morning Host.
A relit cigarette never tastes the same. And that is about life and love and everything in between. Take it as you will.
Ladies and gentlemen, that right there, words of wisdom. You can throw it back at us or catch them and just take it to heart. Words of wisdom on this hump day, baby, courtesy of the one and only Kitty.
Meow.
Kitty, where can these folks find us if they are so inclined and maybe want to hit us up? If you got some events you want us to talk about, we're going to be building a brand new website. I figure that, you know, no time like the present. Might as well do this thing as big as we can. So, yeah, where can people get hold of us?
Personally, I'm Holy Hearts on everything.
It's always you first. It's always
good. But if you want to know where to find the show, we are on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. On Instagram, we are The KC Morning Show. And on Twitter, we are just KC Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. Facebook, the same thing.
Facebook, the same thing, baby.
Well, my name's Hartzell. You can get me at Hartzell965. And no, I'm not changing that handle because I am not going to lose that blue check mark because I chased that clout. I caught the clout, and I'm not going to let go of it. I haven't gotten a few favorites from The Rock before. No chance that man knows who I am or hits any type of heart button if I don't have a blue check mark. I am very self-aware. I get that. So, yeah, I'm going to keep that 965, baby. I ain't going nowhere.
It really irks me because I'm way funnier than you, and my tweets are way better than yours.
This is true.
And if I had a check mark, people would be retweeting me, and I can't wait till I'm famous so I can go back and...
Pull that tweet up right now. Where's your phone? Pull up that tweet you did. What was the McDonald's thing?
Oh, McDonald's my gosh. Tweet. Okay. You know, we did the story on the Travis Scott burgers last week, Cactus Jack. So I actually tried it. I did. I went to McDonald's the other night.
Survey says
it's lit. But, you know, my first thought, and I even in my own head, I said, oh, you're kind of stoned, but this is hilarious. I can't believe they killed Travis Scott to make him into a cheeseburger. R.I.P.
I don't know. Maybe
he juicy, though.
Maybe I was just on one, but I read that when you tweeted it and I lost it. So yeah, you should have gotten some retweets for that. That's
so
why
good.
I'm saying I'm not getting rid of this blue check mark, baby. No. But yes, at Hartzell965, at the KC Morning Show on Instagram, just KC
at
Morning
Holy
Show.
Hearts.
All the things. Get your KC Morning Buzz right here in your feeds every single day. Kitty, say goodbye to these folks.
Goodbye.
Bye. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.